So we have come to the samadhi of Jhankasi, the stone samadhi here. This is the samadhi of the Jhankasi, and the tree is Champaka tree. Jhankasi was Kamsa, come again to again associate with the Lord in his eternal pastimes. This tree is over 500 years old. It was here during the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it represents the loving relationship between the Lord and his devotee. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya after his initiation from Ishwarapuri, he began his Sankirtan movement. And he ordered his devotees to perform Sankirtan in the streets of Navadvip. It's interesting, in one purport written by Srila Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita as part of the narration of this story, he explains that the Sridhar Mayapur is especially here to distribute love of God around the world. And he wanted the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra along with one other mantra, Hare Haraya Nama Krishna Yaravaya Namaha, to go on, as he explains in one purport, 24 hours a day, constantly glorifying the Lord in his holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially liked this one chant, Hare Haraya Nama Krishna Yaravaya Namaha. So the devotees were chanting on the order of the Lord through the streets of Navadvip, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, along with Hare Haraya Namo Krishna Yaravaya Namaha. This caused some disturbances in the local Muslims. So they went to the Jhankasi, who was at that time the magistrate ruler of Bengal. He actually was also the spiritual teacher of Hussein Shah, who was actually the head president of all of the Bengal district. And he worked under Hussein Shah. In one scripture it is explained that actually Hussein Shah was actually Jarasandha. And of course Jhankasi was again Kamsa come again. And so when he received the complaints from the local Muslims, he came. And hearing the Sankirtan movement, he came to one house and he broke one mridanga drum. And he gave a very strong warning that the devotees should not perform this chanting. And if the devotees continue to perform this chanting, there will be very severe and violent repercussions. So the devotees were a little apprehensive and they were quite concern. So they went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and explained what had happened. The Lord gave the order. He actually said that you have come to inaugurate this Sankirtan movement. Nothing will stop this Sankirtan movement. In fact, in one part, it is explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat that the devotees were actually quite fearful of the Kasi. So in the house of Srivas Thakur, he was actually playing to Lord Nrisingadev to protect the Sankirtan movement, to protect the devotees. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya appeared at the house of Srivas Thakur. And he came in just when Srivas Thakur was worshipping Lord Nrisingadev. And he could understand the mood of worship. And he said, who is this Jhankasi? Actually, he cannot do anything unless I allow him to do it. And anyway, If I begin this Sankirtan movement, then I will challenge him. You bring your pundits, you bring your scholars, and you go and you try and you chant from your scripture, and you try to make the animals cry and dance, and they will try and they will fail. And then we will begin our Sankirtan movement, and we will make the animals dance, we will make the whole world dance. So he challenged Chankazi in so many ways and pacified the devotees. And then he gave the order that of course during that time when Srivas Thakur was there, he was very much concerned, and even the local Hindus were somewhat against the chanting. They also were thinking that, what is this public ceremony of chanting God's name? It should be done privately. Srila Prabhupada explains that this is the eighth offense to the holy name of the Lord, comparing the chanting of the holy names to the hymns of the Vedas. The holy name of the Lord is non-different from the Lord, and it is not any part of the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, not used for any material purposes. It is simply a pure manifestation, or actually it is Krishna appearing in his name. Kali Kalaya Nama Rupa Krishna Avatara. Krishna has come in the sound of his holy name. So to compare it to the hymns and the chanting within the Vedic mantras is actually a great offense. So the Hindus were thinking like that, and they were saying that if these devotees don't stop chanting the holy names, then Lord Vishnu, he is sleeping, and he will wake up, and he will become very angry and be disturbed, and then he will destroy the whole universe. So we should take Srivas Thakur's house and throw it into the Ganges. So devotees were having... Srila Prabhupada explains that this civil disobedience movement, of course in our movement now we're also meeting some opposition from local government officials and others and envious groups who try to stop the Sankirtan movement in different ways. And this was the original disobedience movement established by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he gave the order that all the devotees should assemble and perform Harinam Sankirtan through the streets of Navadvip. And he gave the order in every house they should light torches and gather for Nagar Sankirtan. So everyone burned torches in their house and they came and assembled. It was amazing. So many devotees came from everywhere. It looked like the entire creation had joined the Harinam Sankirtan movement. So Lord Chaitanya organized it very nicely. He appointed Advaita Acharya to head one group, Haridas Thakur to head another, and Srivas to head another group. And in each group he put 16 cartel players and 4 Murdanga players. And each group, there were at least thousands and thousands of devotees coming from all over, and they performed Harinam Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya himself danced in procession along with Lord Nityananda, and it's described that the Lord was decorated, and his limbs were all decorated with wonderful sandalwood pulp, and he had tilak all over his body, and he led the Sankirtan movement. And it was a tumultuous. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains very elaborately the actual scene. As it seemed like millions and millions of people were chanting and dancing. Where did they all come from? No one could understand. And when the local thieves saw that everyone was leaving their home, they also decided to take advantage and go to the different houses, to perform their occupation. But when they came, they had heard. They were hearing the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They also started to chant the holy names of the Lord, and they forgot all about their thievery. So the Lord chanted and danced. He went past his own personal ghat, then to Marai ghat, and to various ghats along the banks of the Ganges, until he came to Sumulia, and then here, to the home of Jankasi. And during that time, it is explained that the torches lit up the entire sky. It looked like daytime, although it was in the early evening hours. And the chanting was so tumultuous that even the demigods from the higher planets actually came and took part in this Harinam Sankirtan. And it is explained that this Harinam Sankirtan is the Yuga Dharma, the means for purifying our heart and spreading love of God around the world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none different than Radha and Krishna in the bhav of Srimati Radharani, is taking that pure love of Radharani and spreading it through every town and village around the world. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that even one drop of the nectar of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan, even one drop can inundate the entire world in pure love of God. So as they were chanting and dancing, moving towards the house of Jankasi, actually some of the devotees were they were a little different. They were chanting other mantras too, because they were angry at the Kazi. The Kazi had stopped the Sankirtan movement, he had broke the drum, and the devotees were concerned. So they were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And they were also chanting, kill the Kazi, kill the Kazi. And Jankasi, he was hiding in his house. He was actually very scared. Thousands of devotees coming through the streets in an angry, in a very powerful mood of chanting, and also calling out, kill the Kazi. So finally they arrived at the house of Jankasi. And the Lord was expecting the Jankasi to come out and greet him, but he didn't greet him. So some devotees said, my dear Lord, you are very kind, you are very merciful, you're always free from all anger. When Lord Brahma stole your cows and calves, you did not get angry. And when Lord Indra was trying to inundate the land of Vrindavan and cause great harm to the devotees there, you also remained equipoised. So please, restrain your anger. So the Lord was somewhat pacified. And at that time, the Kazi came out. And the Lord said, why do you hide from me? He said, I was waiting for you to relieve your angry mood, and then I came. And they sat, and the Lord actually, Jankasi said that actually, I am from the same village as Nilambara Chakravarti, your grandfather. And he was considered our uncle. So you are actually like my nephew. So we are family members. So why this such display of anger? The Lord said, I have one question for you. He said, in your religion, He said the cow actually supplies milk. And we drink milk. And the bull actually tills the fields, which makes it fertile for harvesting grains. So why is it in your scriptures you condone the killing and eating of the bull and the cow, who are like your mother and your father? Khan Kazi said, we have our scriptures, the Quran, and you also have your scriptures, the Vedas. In the Vedas, it gives sanction for animal sacrifices. The cow is killed. The Lord said, no, that actually, that the cow was not killed. Some years ago, this activity was performed, where an old cow would be rejuvenated and given a new body. But now in this age of Kali, this particular activity is outlawed, so that is no longer performed. There's no qualified brahmanas. So nowhere in our scriptures does give sanction for killing of cow. Srila Prabhupada goes on to describes that scriptures like Quran, New Testament, and Old Testament are actually temporary, whereas the Vedas are eternal. And the Lord said, actually, those persons who composed your scriptures, they weren't in full knowledge of the actual understanding. So they were considering material principles as part of the scripture. So the Chan Kazi, he actually agreed. He said, yes, there are so much mistakes and illusions in our scriptures, but because I'm a Muslim, I have to accept. And the Lord went on to explain different principles from the Vedic scriptures. Prabhupada explains in that purport that the Old Testament, the New Testament, and Quran are temporary. And finally, after some time, the Kazi actually became very pacified, and his mood changed. He became very humble, and actually some tears came to his eyes. And he said, my dear Lord, actually I have to speak with you about something very confidential. And the Lord said, there's no need for confidentiality. These are all my eternal associates, so you may speak freely. And then he explained that just recently, after coming and breaking the drums and stopping the Sankirtan movement, he had a dream one night. In his dream, he saw this figure who had the face of a lion and the body of a man. And he was jumping on my chest, and he had long, sharp nails, and he was about to rip out my heart. And he said, if you anyway cause harm to the devotees or try to stop this Sankirtan movement, I will kill you, I will kill your family members, and I will kill all the meat eaters. And he was roaring in anger. Of course, we all know this was Sri Nrisimha Bhagavan ki. So the Kazi got a personal visit from the Lord. Not in the same way a devotee gets, but he got mercy in a different way. So he was trembling upon seeing this figure about to destroy him. And then he said to the Lord, actually, while I was trembling, he became very kind to me. And he said, if you ever again try to stop this Sankirtan movement, and then you and all the meat eaters will be finished. And then he showed the Lord on his chest. There were nail marks by Lord Nisringadev. So, just after that, there was some more discussion between the Lord. And finally, he said, Chankazi said to the Lord, he said, "You used to be known as Nimai Pandit, but now people call you Gaur Hari." I think you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So ultimately, I surrender to you. So the Lord said to him that I have one request, that promise me yourself and all your descendants, family members from time immemorial will never again try in any way to stop this Sankirtan movement. This is my mission for spreading love of God around the world. And to this day, the descendants, family members of Chankazi have lived up to that promise of Chankazi. And they are all, in one way, supporting the Sankirtan movement. It's a very beautiful story, and it shows, of course, the love and compassion of the Lord for his devotee. And it also shows the determination of the Lord to spread this Harinam Sankirtan movement. Srila Prabhupada said that this movement cannot be stopped by any external force. That Maya and all her forces cannot stop, because this movement is sanctioned by the Lord itself. That in every town and village of the world, the Lord said, my name will be chanted. Srila Prabhupada was once speaking, and some devotees, I think some friends, they said, "We have been reading in our scriptures where it is explained that Lord Chaitanya is also, he's speaking like this, saying that in every town and village the holy name will be spread. But I think this is impossible. How is it possible that throughout the world and that the chanting of Hare Krishna will be spread?" But now they were addressing Srila Prabhupada. "We have seen that you have come, and you are Lord Chaitanya's empowered representative to spread this Harinam Sankirtan to every town and village of the world." Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki. Sri Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan ki. Gaur Premanandi Hare.